Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henry.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
All right, folks, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with counts.
Thursday edition of the program today. We got some open phone time in this first hour and a little bit next hour on the hot topics of the day. A couple of guests to join us. Mark Lauder, who's a Chief Communications Director for the America First Policy Institute, former special assistant to President Trump. Good guy. And we're going to talk with him a little bit about this New York circus, which is just absolutely ridiculous. Also, John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. We're going to spend some time with John today talking about what we, the taxpaying citizens of school districts everywhere, need to do a better job of. And that is engaging what is happening in public education. That's something you can do. You can wrap your arms around and feel like you're making a difference. Rather than complaining about property taxes going up, actually dig into a budget. Hold some people accountable. It's not easy. I found this out firsthand when I decided to just go ask a couple simple questions about the budget and basically got the Heisman from the Fargo School Board. And so I understand it's not exactly comfortable to do this, but it's very important, I believe. And that video of me at the school board, it's got over 10,000 views. Now, what in the world? That's, to me, just mind-blowing. But it tells you how frustrated people are, I think, that this is the kind of treatment you get in a school district. So, anyway, we'll talk about that with John Hinderacher. Also, there's some new polling in Minnesota. And the new polling in what they call battleground districts, in other words, where maybe a Democrat won in a Republican district or just snuck by a little bit, whatever. And Rob Kupak would be an example of that, the guy that told you he was going to be moderate, told he was going to go down there and do the work of the people, instead went in and literally walked in lockstep with Tim Walz right off the cliff. And still silence from him on the student resource officers, that mess, still not fixed, still on the language, still no special session, big mess, and also, of course, voted for the worst of the worst of those tax hikes, and we're going to tell you about some of the tax provisions that are now law in Minnesota and what Minnesotans in swing districts think about them. So we'll do that before the end of the program today. The mailbag is full of hate mail, Kev. Why are they hating on me?
Well,
what'd I do?
Well, you know, I totally get it. I said this yesterday. The breakdown of this argument over the Matt Gaetz move and all what happened, you know, it's the traditional, and you know, you're an old school guy, like I am, but I'm kind of a new school guy to
an old school
politics. Body. Well, yeah, I mean, it's fun when in the world politic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as I observe things, I love everything he said. I think we need to break more. I think we need another bull, more bulls in the China shop out there. But I do get the swamp now. I understand more of action, reaction, cause and effect, you know? So I think that's probably why. I just think so many people are just fed up and enough with the McCarthys of the D.C. world.
Okay, but what do you think is raising the ire of the audience related specifically to opinions that I have? What did I say to make people so mad?
Well, just being critical of Gaetz and the move, I would guess.
All right. And what was I critical of? The tactics.
Right.
Not of Gaetz. somebody here says, when listening to you, Scott, it reminds me of listening to McCarthy. You talk in circles and don't even realize it. And that caller yesterday that said Kelly Armstrong should be speaker, what a joke. All right, that's somebody's opinion about Kelly Armstrong as speaker. I'm not going to call a listener a joke because they have a different opinion than you do, but whatever, that's fine. What does it mean to be talking in circles? I need an example of where I'm talking in circles.
I don't think you're talking in circles. I think you made a good point about the I don't think you disagreed with what had to be done, and you've never disagreed on the budget. And you never. Oh, Norman. Yeah, Norman.
We have a special guest in the studio.
Yeah, Norman's
today.
Here. Norman's saying hi to Matt as he's walking by.
I think it's the hoodie, Matt. The hoodie scared
him. Yeah, you didn't say. I mean, it didn't denounce anything that he did. I mean, we all agree that this has to be done. It was just the matter in which it was done and the effect of what happened in the big swamp picture.
Here's what I'm
Is
not
that a good breakdown.
Here's what I'm not willing to say, and maybe this means I'm talking in circles to some people. I'm not willing to say, burn the house down, screw it, stop everything, throw a bunch of silverware in the engine, just let's hard stop, let's whatever. I wish people like Matt Gaetz, who I agree with on 99.9% of what he's standing for here, would convince more members of his caucus that he's right before you go in and say, I'm going to chop the leader's head off and be the one vote that can stop everything, because I think it's chaotic. And we have a slim majority. So while I agree with what he says, I don't agree with his tactics. That having been said, we are where we are. We are where we are. Another listener yesterday. Well, Scott, I'm going to turn you off today. You might as well say your mother wears army boots when you say you're going to turn off the radio. Right, Kev? That's a dagger to the heart when they're telling us. Going to turn you off today. I can see you're going to carry the congressman's water for him today. These guys have done nothing to reduce the budget. He should resign. His cash cow is gone. I don't know who he means by his cash cow. Kevin McCarthy, maybe? I don't know. Clearly, Kevin McCarthy Kelly Armstrong is an ally of Kevin McCarthy's, clearly. I think that gets Kelly Armstrong in a position to better represent the views of North Dakotans, like on House Judiciary, like on the Oversight Committee, like being in the middle of these battles. I think that's a good thing.
Let me ask you this. Kelly Armstrong said what this did was give Biden and Schumer bilateral control of the government. What can they do that they haven't already done?
Well, the House.
What more can they screw up? How much further can they get to the bottom with a bilateral control of the government now? You know, I mean, they talk about chaos, and I don't really see it. I see a vacation going on. I see a bunch of people that went home, and now they're not doing their job. To solve another problem that they've created, that Matt Gaetz created, or whoever, but I'm wondering where all the chaos is. Maybe I'm missing it.
Well, I think the chaos is electing a new speaker is not easy. The last one took 15 votes. You've got a rule.
Then take them.
You've got a rule that Matt Gaetz put in place that said one person can vacate the speaker.
Maybe change that.
I think they need to. Otherwise,
you can't do that on vacation, though.
That's why they can't do anything right now.
Right, nothing.
They can do nothing because they have a speaker pro tem, and he literally can only do very limited things. So I think when Kelly was saying, you know, you gave them a leg up, he was saying basically we're on hold until we have a speaker here and possibly have a fight over the rules, and we can't really do anything. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer is able to sit over there, by the way, not having passed one appropriations bill. 10 of 12 came out of the committee for the House. They were doing what they were supposed to do. They were getting there. Were they doing as fast as I like? No. Should not have gone in August recess. I 100% agree. 100% agree. Part of me says we're fighting over what was. We are where we are. Matt Gaetz has done what he's done. And
all of me says that.
And right now, let's figure out the best way to recognize we agree with Matt Gaetz. Maybe we don't agree with his tactics, but we are where we are. Let's fix the dang thing. Get a new speaker in there. Jim Jordan, by the way, getting in this race, I think is fantastic. I think Jim Jordan would be a great House Speaker. Now, some people say, why would you ever take Jim Jordan off the House Judiciary Committee? He's really, really good there. I agree. That's why he didn't take the speakership last time, and Kevin McCarthy did to let him do that work. But now we need a strong leader who has lots of respect. And by the way, Jim Jordan voted for Kevin McCarthy. And a whole lot of rock-solid conservatives who would say everything Matt Gaetz says and more voted for Kevin McCarthy.
I bet they have buyer's remorse now, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know.
I say Alan West. Colonel Allen West for House Speaker. You get in a room. What he said yesterday was just perfect. You get in a room and you figure this out, and no one leaves until it's done. I don't care if it takes 30 votes. We're not going home. So, yeah, knowing that you're not going to go on vacation, you don't get to go anywhere. Oh, by the way, we might not pay you. How about that? You're not going to get anything until you figure this out. But they don't, dude. It's like there's a football team. The Republicans look like a football team that don't have a playbook. They huddle up every time and they go, "All right, let's run the ball. Okay, ready, break." And everybody just runs and does their own thing.
Well, again, I could make an argument that what you just described is what Matt Gaetz is doing.
Right. Well, next step is stop that, get in a room, huddle up, and get a playbook and follow the plays.
That's what I'm suggesting Matt
Period.
Gaetz should have done.
Today.
Matt Gaetz should have gotten a caucus and said, "Look, I've got a vote.
That's what I said yesterday.
And I can vacate the speakership. I'm going to do it unless we get our act together. And let's stay here for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, until all of our regular order is done."
I think he did ask that. I think he did.
All he had was a personal grudge with Kevin McCarthy, and this was his play to ram it up his rear. That's what he did. But let's move on. Ryan and Aberdeen, Dana and Valley City when we come back.
And I got a deal for you. All month long at PetroServe USA, buy a coffee mug, get $2 off, and you'll have free coffee for the light of the mug. Unbelievable deal. Motor oil, regularly $29.99, $19 for 15W40 gallons. Quarts are $6, regular $8.99. Chex Mix are 99 cents. King-size candy bars are $1.39. And Pop Tarts for 59 cents. Those deals and many more at a PetroServe USA near you.
PetroServe USA.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Helping you manage your farm's risk and protect your equity is our top priority. Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Let us at Irie Insurance help you explore this policy between now and September 30th. Find our contact information on our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby.
The great Steve Miller, 80 years old today, which makes me feel 80, tell you the truth. Thinking that music we enjoyed brings back all those memories. The guy's 80 years old?
I know.
Holy buckets.
I tell you the baby oil story about him?
No.
We were at Moondance Jam, and he was getting ready to go up in Walker, Minnesota, years back. And he was getting ready to go on stage, and he was standing right outside the little backstage bar area they have with the VIPs. I happened to be back there, and his road manager was had a little squirt bottle, squirting baby oil on his hands. Then he's putting it all over the neck of his guitar. It was super slippery, you know, to play the guitar the way. I said, "Oh, that's your secret, huh?" And he looks over and says, "Shh." Yeah, I was like,
that's kind of cool.
That was cool. I've never seen any rock star do that.
I love it. Hey, we're brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, the folks that have been doing, well, they started as a little plumber, literally in 1908, and now they've grown and expanded all across North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and they do plumbing, they do heating, they do air conditioning, they do mechanical contractor services all over. And one of the things they do extraordinarily well is about 1,000 buildings. They maintain the mechanical heating and cooling systems for, and even some of the, like an assembly line kind of thing, that they maintain them. So you pay one static price, and in this time where everything is going up, imagine having a static price where if something breaks down, you're not replacing it, they are. H.A. Thompson & Sons could do that for you, hatandsons.com. Ryan and Aberdeen want to get in on our little food fight here. Can I please get the caller on the air? Before you move that mouse, thank you. Okay, Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, fellas, thank you for taking my call. I'm on the road. I hope you can hear me okay.
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, okay, good. You know, I'm 45 years old. I've been old enough to vote for 27 years, and I remember how excited I was when I was 16 and the Republicans took over Congress for the first time in 30 years. But in 29 years, 27 years of being able to vote, Republican control of Congress has never, to my knowledge, been anything more than a dog and pony show. It's hard for me to get upset at what Matt Gaetz is doing here, even if it is for selfish reasons on his part, which it certainly appears to be, I'll give you that. But I'd be more upset at Matt Gaetz's interference if I thought he was interfering with the Republicans' ability to do something of substance.
Okay,
which
okay.
When
okay.
It comes to curtailing spending, they never do. They never do anyway.
But listen, I'm going to push back, and you're going to accuse me of being a swamp dweller. The House, under Republican control, if you look what has happened since January on the way of accountability towards the Bidens, in the way of passing an incredible border bill, best in a century, that, by the way, was torpedoed by Matt Gaetz, all right, and could have been over on Biden and Schumer's desk to say, you're only getting your government open if you secure the border, right? So there was a chance for that. It didn't do it. But my point is, on spending, I agree with you. It's out of control. But guess what? They actually cut spending as part of the debt ceiling deal. Never been done before. No Congress, no House had ever said, this budget is going to spend less than last year's budget. Ever. And they did that. Now, is it enough that we've got a lot more to do? Of course we do. Of course we do, but we can't cut off our nose to spite our face here, and that's what I feel like we've done. Now, we are where we are, so I'm going to stop complaining about it, but I think the majority does make a difference, Ryan. I really do.
Well, yeah, Republicans tend to find their principles and have their come-to-Jesus moments when they have opposition in the part, you know, on the part of Democrats. I'd like to see that sort of thing happen when they have control of Congress and the Oval Office, and they have no appreciable opposition in the form of the opposing party. And they have been in that situation before, and they have failed to deliver in
correct
that situation before.
Agree with you.
You know, when it comes to pandering, when there's substantive opposition, you know, they're good at that too.
What do you want now? What should happen now?
I'm not sure. Really, if they're capable of delivering on what I want with Joe Biden in the White House. All I'm saying is, it's hard for me to be upset at Matt Gaetz when the whole thing just looks like a dog and pony show. Matt Gaetz is not the only figure in all of this that I would accuse of pandering. He's a politician.
Right. I mean, you're totally right there.
And they
all have egos.
I don't have a lot of faith in politicians.
Yeah, no, and you're that smart man.
Yeah, I just don't have a lot of faith in politicians, right?
But of all the politicians in the Republican caucus, Matt Gaetz represented 4%. 4% of that caucus. And my deal is, look, if you run a business, you got 100 people there, and, you know, four people think we're doing everything wrong, screw the 96 people. You don't exactly have a well-oiled machine there. And my point is, let's be realistic. Kevin McCarthy raised ridiculous amounts of money that allowed the Republicans to take control. He deserves credit for that. But there aren't a lot of North Dakotas out there when it comes to who's represented in the House. Example, 20 House Republicans come from Biden districts. Well, when you've got 218 members, you've got to recognize that. Otherwise, your victory is going to be short. What now? Dana in Valley City wants to weigh in. You're next, Dana. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I just had a couple of points here. You've been talking a lot about oversight in this Congress. Well, my question is this. What good is oversight without accountability? These three-letter agencies haven't been reined in at all, and Republicans don't know how to narrative and message in the media, so that never goes anywhere. That's my first point. And my second point is, I don't really think this is about Matt Gaetz. This is about a stubborn establishment Republican system that refuses to change. And look where we're at, $33 trillion in debt. We're only going to bring in $4.5 trillion this year. We're going to be $2.5 trillion deficit. We're going to be running, we're going to be paying $1 trillion in deficit payments in a few years. You know, the establishment, their stubbornness is going to cost us greatly. You can raise all the money you want in the world, but when you have a cheating apparatus like the other side, they're ready to rock and roll right now.
But we're
messing around with people that are never going to be president.
I agree with you. I want more. I want it faster. I want all of that. But you have to realize, there's a House that we have a slim majority in. There's a Senate that's owned by Chuck Schumer.
They talk about it every time before elections. This is what we're going to do, and they never do it.
I disagree on this one. I think they've done what they said they were going to do.
Spending.
Don't go anywhere, Dana. We're going to continue this conversation on the other side of the break, all right? Others, welcome. It's 701-271-1100. Let your voice be heard here on What's On Your Mind.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
USA News Update. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lie in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot three police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All three deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You know what? Castleton, new location of PetroServe USA is open. If you haven't been there yet, you ought to check it out. It's fantastic. And today in Castleton, they have lasagna for lunch. 45th Street Chicken Fettuccine, PetroServe USA, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Euland today, and also West Main Avenue, West Fargo, where they also have those great stuffed cabbage rolls. A southern chicken bowl in Harwood today. Chicken fried steak in Glendon, Salisbury steak, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue location. And 12th and 929 is scallop potatoes and ham today. So if you're in a rut, kind of going to the same old for lunch, remember the home cooking's on at PetroServe USA. 27 before the top of the hour, we're talking about the battle in the United States House. And a little bit looking back and what Matt Gaetz did, was he right, was he wrong, and trying to also look forward, what now? Because we are where we are, and I think Matt Gaetz has done what he's done, and you can like it, you can not like it, doesn't matter. What now? What can we take in everything we agree with Matt Gaetz and say, let's make sure it happens now? Dana in Valley City, sorry, you were in the middle of a point and we had to go to break. Go ahead and finish your thought.
I don't really recall that point, but my biggest arguments are the establishment Republicans and leadership. And let me make a point about our two senators quick here. Twice in the last year, Senator Kramer's on this program and he says, CERs, continuing resolutions, are lazy legislation. Well, that's how he's legislated for a budget in his entire 5 years in the Senate. Secondly, on Hoeven, he comes on this program, and I believe it was June the last time he was on it. He talks about the Democrat spending. When he went to office, we had a $13 trillion debt. Fast forward 13 years, we've got a $33 trillion debt. It is talk. You can call yourself a fiscal conservative. You can call yourself all these things, but they don't back it up. I'm tired of it.
Okay, but you have to understand that Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven are one of 100, two of 100 in the United States Senate. And while I couldn't agree anymore that during the Donald Trump presidency, not enough was done to cut spending. By the way, he didn't propose cuts year over year. House Republicans actually passed legislation that cut the budget from the year prior. Never been done before. They don't ever do that. And they did it twice. One time Matt Gaetz torpedoed it in the latest round over the government shutdown, but they did it back in the debt ceiling debate. But Donald Trump was a big spender. Donald Trump was a big spender. He was. So he owned some of the 33 trillion.
Right, Scott.
Yeah. So my point is,
I argue with you there.
That my point is, you don't put all that on Hoeven and Cramer or Kelly Armstrong. I think,
yeah,
you know.
Listen to my point. Mitch McConnell, their leadership, he cost us in November. He did. And he doesn't want a majority. They're feckless in the Senate because of leadership. RNC leadership, in Washington leadership, and the establishment does not get it. Their old ways are not working, and they're not going to work, but they are not going to change. That's my problem, Scott.
And I agree with you. You know what we need?
I don't think the Senate would do anything different.
You don't think the Senate would do anything different if what?
Not much. Well,
you're saying if it was a Republican majority?
Guys voted for that. Yeah, I don't think they'd do much different. I mean, a slim majority? I really don't.
Pierce
was a terrible leader.
Well, I think
he's vindictive. He ruins people's lives.
It's clearly time for a new, it's clearly time for
Ken Paxton thing.
It's clearly a time for new leaders in both chambers, and certainly a new president as well. But let's define leader.
But the Republican Party will not change, Scott. They will not change.
Well, I believe
they will.
I believe that this House Republican Caucus has proved they can change. Now, you want it faster, and I want it faster, but it's not realistic when the pen is Joe Biden's and the Senate is Chuck Schumer's. But they still manage to cut spending.
I want you to ask Kramer the next time he's on the program what his obsession with Ukraine is.
Well, that's a different subject, obviously.
Over and over and over about that stuff.
Yeah, he's explained that.
About Afghanistan, Iraq, and now this, winning. They're not winning. There's no winning for Ukraine.
Let's save that topic for a different day.
But
yes, certainly,
I know, Scott, sorry.
No, that's all right. But I think Senator Kramer has explained his reasonings for Ukraine, and you know, I'm at the point where we're spending the money we're spending, and I don't see an end to it. So could somebody start talking about negotiating a peace agreement between these two? Could we just where is it? And by the way, I don't think Joe Biden wants to win it. I think Joe Biden's doing drip, drip, drip. And barely giving, you know, even stuff that is allocated for them not giving to win the damn thing and get it over with is my deal. But Dana, we'll save that one for another day. I appreciate your call. Speaking of Ukraine, interesting twist. Jim Jordan is now throwing his hat in for speaker, and he was asked yesterday by some CNN swamp reporter about Ukraine. Listen to this.
What about Ukraine? Are you willing to move forward an aid package for Ukraine if you're speaker?
I'm against that. What I understand is at some point we're going to have to deal with this appropriation process in the right way. And we're going to try to do that in the next, what are we down to, 41 days. The most pressing issue on Americans' minds is not Ukraine. It is the border situation, and it is crime on the streets.
But him saying that he's not for that signals the beginning of the end is appearing for an empty, open checkbook, rather, for Ukraine. So, interesting. Who do we want for speaker, by the way? Steve Scalise has thrown his hat in there. And Jim Jordan. Those are two titans on the House Republican Conference. Steve Scalise was McCarthy's lieutenant. Jim Gates certainly was a McCarthy supporter. Jim Jordan, rather, certainly a McCarthy supporter. So, who do you want? That's an interesting question here, too. 701-271-1100. You tell me why I'm all wet today. That's fine. Perry in Fergus Falls, you're on the program. What's up?
Yeah. You know, Gates, we live in a republic. When Gates can control with four or five other help, you know, that's the way a republic works. Every voice should be heard. You know, I disagree with you that it's wrong for him to hold up the whole house, you know? But that's the way a republic is supposed to work, I think. The other thing,
isn't a republic
with Hunter Biden.
Hang on one second, Hunter Biden, Perry. Let me just make sure I understand you. When you say a republic should work, 4% of the members of the U.S. House wanted one thing, and 96% wanted the other thing. You're saying the republic is one vote should be able to burn down the House?
Not necessarily. But evidently it worked. I mean, every voice should be heard. I mean, otherwise it's just a democracy if you're just going by majority, you know?
Yeah. I got you. Okay, you wanted to talk about...
I don't know how to explain that. But anyway, I'm not upset with him doing that. And as far as for the Hunter Biden deal, I mean, Jim Jordan's doing a good job finding all this stuff, but is anything ever going to happen to him? Everything's getting exposed. Most people don't hear about it. And I don't think anybody will see any jail time or anything. You know?
It's hard to know, but we have to say this. At least we are unearthing a boatload of information that points right to Joe Biden. Forget Hunter. This points to Joe Biden. You know, when there's checks showing up from the Chinese at his doorstep, and they're trying to say, Hunter, he was staying there, so that's why he got it. Meanwhile, he had an address in California that he had on court documents, so that's a lie. You know, and now his attorney is saying, it was a loan. I mean, they're caught. They're caught because of House Republicans and the oversight. I also believe Hunter Biden would have gotten off scot-free, but for what Republicans did in the House in exposing with those whistleblowers.
Absolutely, but I mean, do you think they'll remove Joe Biden from office because of this? We all know he's guilty. But I have
a theory. Who knows? We don't know the answer to your question, Perry.
To do that.
But clearly it can't happen as far as impeachment is concerned because the Senate would never go along with it. Doesn't mean they can't impeach him. I mean, that same thing happened to Donald Trump twice. That's why I think this impeachment inquiry is a good idea. And get going. Get it going. No question about it. I also agree with Jim Jordan. The two most important things in this country right now are our debt and our financial situation, the economy, and the border. So, you know, you only got so much bandwidth, but I do think they ought to continue down this path with the Bidens, and it would not happen. Those whistleblowers would not have been heard, but for Republican majority. So I don't think we can say fairly, they're doing nothing. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to come of it. Just let them finish their process. So far, they're doing pretty good. Perry, appreciate your call. Another Minnesota listener. Where are you calling from, Rob?
Salo.
Salo.
Over by Roseau.
By Roseau. Okay, there we go. Now I've got my geography up. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, you'd been over here, back in 2008 or something. And I remember chatting with you at that time. So, anyway, you've been over in this area.
I remember. We did a little tea party event up that way. Say again, Rob?
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
The Matt Gaetz situation, I can't see why people are so infatuated with his character, voting with all of the leftists to get rid of Kevin McCarthy, who, in my opinion, was doing a pretty decent job. I don't know why he... It just boggles my mind why people believe this BS. He goes out and he talks a line, but his actions are totally opposite of it. We see this all over, people coming in. And I mean, I work in the Republican Party, been in various positions in it for, off and on since late 1988. And, we're seeing a lot of people come in, claim to be conservative, but all they do is fight Republicans. And the same thing with Matt Gaetz. All he's doing is fighting Republicans. He's fundraising off of it. The end, in my opinion, the end does not justify the means. He's a prime example of it.
Interesting take, Rob. I appreciate the call. Great to hear from Salo, Minnesota, by the way. Appreciate that. Love to get back up there sometime. Get that Tea Party movement cranked up again. We need it. Thanks for your thoughts. I just wish Matt Gaetz would use what we all agree are very important points to persuade the Republican caucus. Be a leader. Affect change. Make it happen.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services, and I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa. In stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Watford City has a new lumber yard. Yeah. Elite Cabinets and Building Supply has a wide variety of lumber, drywall, insulation, complete paint and color match service. They have a design center for lots of ideas to put all the materials together from there. Lots of power tools, Milwaukee and more. And you just tell them what you want to see in the store, they'll do it. It's your local hardware store. And they're hiring in the lumberyard, too, so stop in and apply. That's Elite Cabinets and Building Supply just east of downtown on 23. Let the fire get higher. Abracadabra! There you go. Love it, love it, love it. Mark Lauder is going to join us a little bit from Trump world here to talk about this New York case, which is just egregious. Trying to take his business. You can't do business, and you must sell your business. And man, this is Banana Republic. How many bananas is this one, would you say? I think this has got to be up there like 3-4 bananas. Banana Republic time. So we'll talk about that here in a bit. Some more of your comments.
Listener says, I bet they'll try to expel Gates next week. That'll result in a wound so deep in the Republican Party. Bad idea. Don't expel Matt Gates. He took advantage of a rule that Kevin McCarthy agreed to. That was one member can vote to vacate the speakership. That was a rule. He followed the rules. And he got the Democrats and a handful of Republicans to go along with him, and he got the job done. Texter says, did the eight Republicans who voted McCarthy out represent their constituents? Did they keep promises to their constituents? If they did, then that's all that really matters. I'm tired of our representatives going to Washington looking for ways to get along more than they are interested in doing what they campaigned on and representing their constituents. All right. I'm going to challenge that listener to give me examples where something was a campaign promise by John Hoeven, Kelly Armstrong, Kevin Cramer, that they've now blown off. They're not doing. And nobody can say, I'm going to go there and reduce the national debt from $33 trillion to $30 because you're one of 535 members of Congress. You can advocate for something. But we have to be realistic about what they're able to accomplish. But in my mind, if a member of Congress, a governor, a president, anybody says, here is what I'm going to do if you elect me, and they don't do it, you dang well better hold them accountable. But I want specifics. And I'll ask about it. Happy to do it. Happy to do it. Texter says, Scott, you are still alone on an island. You are not hearing the people. All right. What am I not hearing? A little more specific there for me. Another says, Scott, you sound like Hugh Hewitt when you keep talking about how much money politicians raise for each other. These politicians pee away donor money just like they do tax money. If we want accountability for Ukraine money, we want accountability for all of our money and where it goes. That is what conservatives want. We agree. By the way, love it when you call. These texters tend to be a little on the terse side, which I don't mind at all. Big boy can take it. You don't become a talk show host and not have thick skin. You just do. So I don't mind it at all. And you can think I'm a scumbag, idiot, dummy, whatever. I don't care. But I love it when people, rather than using their ire in a text or an email, actually buck up and call. And so we can have a conversation. Prefer that always. 701-271-1100. Scott, you did kind of go overboard on this, declaring that the Republicans would absolutely lose the House because of this. Well, that's a risk. It is a risk. I mean, if I'm... Again, not every district thinks like North Dakota thinks, okay? North Dakota is a conservative district, but you have to realize with a slim majority, there's going to be people who voted Republican and say, this is what you guys are doing? One guy is getting seven friends and all the Democrats to throw that guy out? Meanwhile, we've got the border mess. Meanwhile, we've got the debt crisis. Meanwhile, we've got a war we're funding. I mean, if I was a squishy middle-of-the-road Republican that helped bring the majority, I wouldn't be real thrilled today. So I'm just saying it's a risk, and it is a risk. And when you have a slim majority, you've got to remember there's people. Sadly, I think one of the worst things that was ever done is gerrymandering and allowing these districts to be safe. Because there's no risk in playing to the base when you're safe. Democrats have done this. They're in exchange for Republicans having more safe districts, Democrats have more safe districts, and so they can just say, I'm going to walk in lockstep. I'm just going to do exactly what my leader wants me to do, and there'll be no consequence for me to do that come election time. I don't believe that's what the Founding Fathers envisioned. When they said, you House of Representatives, you represent the people, and you're going to be held accountable every 2 years to them. They didn't envision somebody would stack the deck. So Republican districts are safe, Democratic districts are safe, and you get what we get now. $33 trillion in debt. And a mess. We are where we are. What do you want to happen next? I was waiting for a call from Mark Lauder to talk about the president. We'll see if he's unavoidably detained or joining us a little later on in the program. We're also going to talk about what you can do. Talk about runaway spending. Vast majority of the school districts, within the sound of my voice, are engaged in runaway spending. What do we do about that here at home? Talk about that too.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news. The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code SCOTT. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code SCOTT to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code SCOTT and save big money today.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Order.